From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian government forces have retaken a hospital after a deadly clash with Islamic State militants. The Syrian forces took the hospital in Deir al-Zor after the Islamic State attacked it on Saturday in a dawn offensive by the militant group. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamic State had killed at least 35 members of the Syrian armed forces and detained some medical staff from the hospital. The fighting in and around the hospital also killed at least 24 Islamic State fighters. Also Saturday, a car bomb explosion in northeastern Syria killed at least 2 people and wounded 5 others. Hezbollah said Saturday that its investigation has revealed that the explosion that killed militant leader Mustafa Badreddin was the result of what it called artillery attacks by Sunni extremist groups in the area. The statement said that his death was not the result of an Israeli airstrike, as originally reported. Officials say the attack happened near the Damascus International Airport. However, a British-based war monitoring group says that there has been no shelling by rebels near the government-controlled airport for more than a week. Egypt has sentenced 51 people to 2 years each in prison for protesting against a decision last month to cede 2 Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. News reports from Cairo say the protesters were convicted of inciting violence, blocking roads, and assembling without permission. The deal to hand over the islands in the Straits of Tiran drew sharp criticism of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Critics accused the Egyptian president of selling the islands to Saudi Arabia in return for investments. This is VOA News.